Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Zen Wisdom from Cats the Tao of Purrs by Nala Bronte presents a playful blend of cat-inspired reflection and gentle, Tao and Zen-flavored life lessons. Using the everyday behavior of cats as a mirror, the book invites readers to slow down, notice small signals, and practice a calmer relationship with time, attention, and desire. Instead of pushing self-improvement through force, it frames change as a softer shift toward balance, ease, and presence. The central idea is simple cats embody an unhurried confidence and a talent for resting, observing, and responding only when it matters. By translating those instincts into human terms, the book offers a light but purposeful approach to stress, overthinking, boundaries, and gratitude. It is designed to be approachable for spiritual beginners while still resonating with readers who already enjoy mindfulness or Eastern philosophy. The result is a cozy, reflective reading experience that encourages quiet clarity without taking itself too seriously. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, presence through feline attention. A core theme is learning presence the way a cat does, alert, selective, and anchored in the moment. Cats often appear relaxed, yet they remain attuned to their environment, shifting from stillness to action without mental clutter. The book uses this as a model for mindful attention, encouraging readers to reduce constant scanning for problems and instead practice noticing what is actually happening right now. In practical terms, that can look like focusing on one task at a time, taking brief sensory pauses, and letting distractions pass without immediately chasing them. The Zen angle emphasizes direct experience over analysis, while a Tao leaning suggests that awareness does not need strain. Rather than trying to force calm, you cultivate conditions where calm can arise. The cat metaphor also highlights how presence includes boundaries. A cat will not engage with everything, and that selectivity can be healthy for humans living amid notifications and expectations. By adopting a more deliberate focus, readers can improve decision-making, reduce anxiety-driven rumination, and feel more satisfied with ordinary moments. Secondly, effortless action and the art of doing less. The book draws on the Tao concept of acting in alignment, often described as effortless action, and pairs it with the way cats conserve energy. Cats do not hustle continuously. They rest, observe, and move decisively when the moment is right. This becomes a lesson about pacing and reducing performative busyness. The message is not laziness, but intelligent timing distinguished between activity that matters and activity that only signals productivity. Readers are encouraged to experiment with doing less, but doing it better, such as setting fewer priorities, shortening to-do lists, and creating recovery time as a non-negotiable part of progress. The cat-inspired framing makes it easier to accept rest as useful rather than guilty. The Zen flavor also challenges the urge to overplan, suggesting that clarity can come from stillness as much as from effort. By practicing this approach, a reader may find improved focus, fewer self-imposed deadlines, and a healthier relationship with ambition. The broader benefit is learning to trust rhythm cycles of rest and action can produce steadier results than constant pushing. Thirdly, letting go of control and trusting natural rhythm. Another important topic is release, the willingness to stop gripping outcomes and to trust that life can unfold without constant management. Cats offer a vivid example. They rarely appear to worry about the next hour, yet they reliably meet their needs by responding to cues in their environment. The book uses this to explore how over-control fuels stress and how loosening that control can restore balance. From a Tao perspective, nature does not rush, yet everything is accomplished from a Zen perspective. Clinging creates suffering because it pulls attention away from what is real. The guidance is to notice where you are tightening, mentally rehearsing, or trying to force certainty, then practice small acts of surrender. This might include accepting imperfect days, allowing plans to evolve, or choosing responsiveness over rigid scripts. The cat metaphor makes the idea approachable. A cat can abandon a failed approach and try a different angle without self-criticism. Over time, readers can build resilience, tolerate ambiguity, and make calmer choices because they are not constantly fighting reality as it is. Fourthly, boundaries, self-respect, and quiet confidence. Cats communicate boundaries with remarkable clarity. They approach on their terms, retreat when overstimulated, and protect their comfort without lengthy justification. The book turns this into a lesson in self-respect and healthy limits, especially for readers who feel overextended by social demands or people-pleasing. The Zen and Tao tones support the idea that boundaries are not aggression, they are alignment. A boundary is a truthful signal that preserves energy and integrity. The book encourages recognizing your own cues of overload, such as irritability, fatigue, or avoidance, and treating those cues as information rather than failure. It also explores the calm confidence that comes from acting consistently with your values. Like a cat that chooses where to sit and whom to trust, the reader is invited to choose commitments carefully, say no without elaborate stories, and create space for what actually nourishes them, this topic can translate into practical improvements in relationships and work. Clearer limits reduce resentment, strengthen self-trust, and make kindness more sustainable because it is not fueled by self-sacrifice. Lastly, simple joy, gratitude, and the healing power of rest. The book highlights how cats find contentment in small pleasures: warmth, a sunbeam, a familiar routine, a gentle sound. This becomes a roadmap for simple joy and gratitude, presented as a practice rather than a mood. By paying attention to ordinary comfort, readers can counter the modern tendency to postpone happiness until after the next achievement. The Zen influence points to beginner mind and appreciation of the plain, while the Tao influence favors simplicity and returning to what is essential. Rest is treated not merely as recovery, but as a form of wisdom that restores perspective. The book encourages building tiny rituals that invite calm, such as quiet mornings, screen-free pauses, stretching, or mindful tea or coffee. The cat metaphor reminds readers that rest can be dignified and restorative, not something earned only after exhaustion. Practice consistently, this topic can improve emotional regulation, sleep habits, and overall life satisfaction. Gratitude anchored in daily experience also strengthens resilience, because it trains attention to notice what is working even during uncertainty. In conclusion, this book suits readers who enjoy cats, gentle mindfulness, and an approachable introduction to Zen and Tao-inspired living. It can also appeal to busy professionals, caregivers, and overthinkers who want practical calm without heavy theory. The main benefit is how it reframes well-being through simple, repeatable shifts: paying attention, resting strategically, setting boundaries, and releasing the need to control every outcome. By using cat behavior as a memorable metaphor, the lessons become easy to recall in real moments, like stepping away before burnout or choosing one clear priority instead of spiraling in the busyness. Compared with many mindfulness or self-help titles that rely on intense routines or rigid systems, this book emphasizes softness, humor, and everyday observation. That makes it easier to start and easier to sustain. It is worth buying if you want a calming read that still delivers actionable guidance, especially if traditional productivity advice leaves you tired. The cat-centered lens offers a fresh entry point, turning familiar moments into reminders to live with more ease, clarity, and self-respect. If you would like to support Nala Brontë, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.